Everyone, this is your host, David John Oates. We are broadcasting still out of Christmas Valley in Oregon. My last broadcast from Christmas Valley. Go home tomorrow, actually. So my last show in America, well, at least until I'm here again next. And joining me again is Jeff. How are you, Jeff?
Hello, David. How are you today?
Doing very good. You were telling me before you didn't know what we'd talk about on the show today.
No, I haven't used this many words in 2 decades. He got 3 shows in a row.
Well, I figured I'll stay at your house, so we'll get you on as a guest host. So. Nice little chat. I like my little chatty shows. Yeah, have them every now and then. So I'm missing the state elections in South Australia tomorrow.
Yes, and they're mandatory for you, aren't they?
I know, yeah. It's compulsory to vote. And I thought it was a $200 fine, but it's not that much. I looked up online, it's $70, unless you can provide a valid excuse. Well, I think my excuse is pretty valid. I'm in America. I looked online, where can I vote? And I got to go to Washington, D.C. to vote, like as if I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. to vote.
Well, you just pop over there in the reverse speech Learjet, can't you?
Yeah, I know, but the runway is a bit too short here.
Yeah.
How much runway does the Learjet need anyway? A lot.
They land here.
Do they?
Yeah, there's been several jets in and out of here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The big businessmen come over from Japan.
Ah, yeah, you were telling me about that. And buy up the alfalfa, is that what you said?
Yeah, right. Buy up the good alfalfa out here and send it to Japan to feed their cattle.
All right, okay. Well, that's free business. I guess Trump would like that, wouldn't he? Buying our products. Speaking of Trump, I've been unimpressed with some of his decisions lately. I don't know what's going on with politics. I haven't been watching the news at all since I've been here. Didn't like his lifting the ban on elephant tusks and other things. That was a bit disappointing. Anyway, we'll see. So I've been getting a few emails this week, people very excited about the new spiritual direction I'm heading in. And some people got an email just today, actually. Let me have a look at it. Where is it? Basically, talking about the whole spiritual side of reverse speech and how excited they were about it. And now, of course, I'm looking for it and I can't see it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But, people getting very excited about this new spiritual direction I'm heading in. I feel in my gut it's the right direction to take. I'm not going to go the route that I've had some fundamentalist Christians suggest that I follow, because I don't believe that's the right spiritual route anyway. So I'm not going to go that route. But I've set a project for all the students, and if you're a student of reverse speech or analyst, this is your project. Okay, I'm writing my latest book on reverse speech. It's called The Still Small Voice. It's all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. It's going to be a lot more than that. It's really starting to come together in my mind. And it's going to be a spiritual message that our planet needs in this moment in history.
Right. Well, I'm kind of split on the topic, whether reverse speech became a religion.
Reverse speech came from religion?
No, became a religion.
Oh, God, I don't want it to become a religion.
Now, see, I don't know. I'm kind of split. If it did become a religion, it would probably go viral.
And spread all
over. But I don't think that's the message that reverse speech
gets. No, that's not the message. That's not what I want. It's a message for everyone.
Yeah. it's basically no religion, is it, you know? But you need to look at your relationship with God and your soul and all that anyway.
It's always a very personal decision.
It is, yes.
Personal decision. And I don't think anyone's got any right to dictate how you conduct your relationship with God, quite frankly. And reverse speech doesn't do that. It gives you advice and guidance. Doesn't lay down the law. Well, actually, no, I take that back. Sometimes it says you must do this, you must do that. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay.
So yeah.
It does lay down the law sometimes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, but oftentimes it'll say things like, I remember one reverse law on myself was, it didn't say you can't, it said you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, right.
Yeah, well, I chose to follow that advice and was glad of it later. But, so many just get good advice and choose not to follow it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I see my clients, oh, gee, look, reversals are plain as day. You've got to do this, and they're going exactly opposite. They wonder why everything doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. Well, they pay dearly for not following the advice they get.
I've learned that the hard way over the years. Reverse speech is very accurate in terms of what it tells you and the guidance that it gives you. And as I said on a radio show, Just on the weekend, a new show I did, it's a voice of the heart, and that's what it is. It's a voice that God hears, and I've been looking in your Bible, Jeff, that you've got here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to your bookcase to look for Bible, and you've got multiple religious literature like my bookcase. I've got the Gnostic Gospels and the Nag Hammadi and lots of other stuff. Where was I? So looking in the Bible, and out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak is one of the Bible verses I'm looking at.
Interesting.
Yeah. And God, who hears the voice of the heart, is another phrase. So God hears the voice of reverse speech because it's the heart speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to be outlining in my book. I don't know whether that's going to create a religion. I mean, if anything, it's a personal revolution,
Yeah. Well, I
hope it's not a religion.
I think the original religious message was that you don't need an emissary between you and God.
Right.
Right? You can talk to him directly.
Right.
Yeah, there's no need for a reverend or a minister something. Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Personal relationship always will be. Anyway, so I've got my students, as I was saying, and I want you all to go and sit down and have a discussion and talk about how can we connect to God and his power. Okay? And I want to publish my results in my latest book, A Still Small Voice, and I'm sure the results will be very interesting. I've already learned that God goes by many names. I see Hindu gods appearing on devout Christians. I'm working with the Hindu now, and guess what his operational metaphor is? Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Hindu.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it? So you know, God goes many different names and many different faces, and there's many different paths to get to him. And that's the message of the reverse speech, the way I understand it so far. And I'm going to include a chapter in my book on the hypocrisy of the modern church, and how Jesus called the church leaders what was the words he used, whitewashed tombs, all nice and pretty on the outside but full of dead, decaying, rotting bones on the inside. And certainly the reversals that I've been finding, and Naomi's been finding quite a lot on religious fundamentalists, has been really quite devastating. I mean, we have found one yet. One, I don't think we've found one that is congruent or is on the right path, have we? I don't. Everyone I've seen have got negative. I was really surprised about Billy Graham.
Yeah.
That blew me away. His reverse negative.
Yeah. And well, you think of the Pope, too.
Wow, the Pope. Well, now, the Pope I wasn't surprised about.
Yeah.
Actually, well, look, seeing we brought up this, Pandora's box, let's look at someone, Billy Graham and some of the Pope, and this is going to be one chapter in my book. So, we're going to get all the reversals together on religious leaders, and we're going to look at them all, and that will be quite an interesting experiment. Well, not experiment, interesting revelation, because where is it? I'm trying to find the Pope. 2016. That should be 20. I'm trying to find out where. Am I missing a year? 20? I seem to be missing a year here. What? That's a bit of a worry. Dear me. I know I got the Pope's reversals here somewhere. I seem to be missing a year in my sound files from 2014 to 2015. Well, that's strange. Well, where on earth would they be? I've just noticed that. I'm a little bit worried now. Well, there it is on this computer. And I bet you the Pope is right there. Yeah, of course. The Pope's in the files that I'm missing. Okay, so let me see if I can get to the network. And we're going to do this live on the air, folks. Going to the network. We're going to reversals. We're going to copy the Pope. Gee, I wonder how come they got missing. That's really quite amazing. And I'm going to pop the Pope, and we're going to paste it into my sound files here. And we're going to put it in 2018 because I'm going to be referring to it very soon. And it's just going over now. So, I wonder what happened to 2014 and 2015. I must have missed it when I bought the new computer.
Strange. I don't know how you could.
Yeah, I know. I copied everything over. So,
one, there's far too much to keep track of there.
Oh, do you know I've got 50,000 reversals alone just on my laptop, and that's dumped. That doesn't count client files. And, I got client files on my computer going back to 2000. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a million reversals just on this. That doesn't count my computer back at home. So... Yeah. All right, okay. I think we should be able to access the Pope now. So, seeing he disappeared before. So, I put in him in 2018, and there he is there. Okay, so here he is talking to Congress. He's speaking in English, okay? It's not very good English, but it is English. So, here's the forwards.
Lincoln. Liberty. Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion. Dorothy Day, social justice and the rights of persons.
Okay, and here he says, eat the holy cum, spelt C-U-M.
Eat the holy cum.
Eat the holy cum.
Every time I hear that reversal, I cringe inside. I cringe. I mean, holy cum. I mean, that's a real perversion, isn't it? That's just...
It is.
That's just... and it's just a reflection of the crime in the Roman Catholic Church. Here's another one.
This conviction has led me... from the beginning of my ministry to advocate at different levels the global abolition of the death penalty.
And here he says, evil suck cock.
Himsel suck suck.
That's clear.
Himsel suck suck. Himsel suck suck.
I'm trying to play off three before I comment. Someone suggested, complained that I talk over the reversals, and I do tend to do that. So I'll try not to do that. Listeners out there, thank you for telling me. Gee whiz, that's just not a nice reversal, is it? And here he is again.
Here we have to ask ourselves, why are deadly weapons being sold to those who plan to inflict untold suffering on individuals and society?
And he says, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay, well.
Fuck you.
Well, fine. Okay, sure, okay. And here we have the next one.
The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States.
Yeah, his English actually isn't too bad, is it? No. And he says, I'm evil, you seek it. I mean, what do you say in reverse like that, Joe? I mean,
well, I feel it's the Antichrist. It's not him, but the energy of the Antichrist. It's the subjugation of everything, right? The Pope is really evil. The politician is really crooked and for himself, not for the people. The police officer is on the take. That's the Antichrist creeping in everywhere.
And reverse features come here to reveal it all.
Yeah.
To ask it all. The voice of the heart. I mean, it's an amazing revelation.
Well, what's that one saying in the Bible? It's in towards the end times, was it, that the hearts and minds of men will be shouted from the mountaintops?
Every secret hidden in the hearts of men will be shouted from the rooftops.
Right. And that's
reverse speech?
Exactly what reverse speech does.
Reverse speech is. Mm. It's the fulfillment of end time prophecies. There's no doubt about that. Okay, here he is again. This is the voice of the heart, and this is a voice that God hears.
For those peoples and their nations from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent and violent, but we know that it's very difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present.
And it says, I raped the other kid.
I raped the other kid.
I raped the other kid.
I mean, V5 reversal. I mean, you know, what do you say? Is that a first level or third level? I mean, you know, we could be looking at a first level reversal here.
No doubt.
First level reversal is conscious thoughts. This could be something that's done. Or is it a reflection of the Roman Catholic Church and the deeds of the Church, with he as leader would naturally be a reflective of the Church itself.
Right.
Gee whiz, what a heavy burden to carry. Wow. Especially when you've got reversals like that. And this is on the head of the Roman Catholic Church. And listen to this one.
When it fosters a culture which enables people to dream of full rights for all brothers and sisters, as Martin Luther King sought to do.
And this one says, murder was the Catholic answer.
Wow.
And of course, the Roman Catholic Church is full of history of murder and bloodshed and crimes. And, I mean, gee whiz. I mean, heavens. And this is supposed to be the face of God in the earth? Wow. Gee whiz. Let me see what else we got. Oh, this is a damning reversal, this one.
And in times of crisis and economic hardship, a spirit of global solidarity must not be lost.
We have lost the vault. Vault, I'm interpreting as the knowledge of God, the word of God, the treasures of God. They no longer are custodians of it. They no longer hold the legacy of Christ. We have lost the vault. Eat the holy cum. I rape the other kid. I'm evil. You seek it. I mean, they're incredible reversals.
Right. And if we could find a good one, we'd play it.
Yeah, well, there's no good ones here. Yeah, I'll play them all. These are all the ones I've got. I haven't played them all yet. Okay.
Are you sure that hasn't been enough?
Oh. All right. That's a break. Okay. Come back with Billy Graham, folks.
All right.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503 568 7077. Okay, we're back. Hey, Jeff, I just got an email back from the South Australian Electoral Commission. I only sent it off half an hour ago, and they've excused me from voting, saying I provided a valid and sufficient reason.
So well, that was nice of them.
Yeah.
They could have fined you.
Yeah, wish them luck trying to find me out here.
Yeah.
You'll never find me out here, folks. All right, we're looking at Billy Graham. Here we go. This is the late Billy Graham. I was really surprised by these reversals. Before I play these ones, I only had one reverse on Billy Graham myself that I've had all these years. We'll play that one, and then I go and play these latest reversals that were found by Naomi. But I was actually, I was surprised by Naomi's reversals, quite frankly. But this reversal I've had on Billy Graham is interesting in and of itself, and it's not there. Lex reversals, 18. Wow. I seem to be missing half my Lex reversals. What the diggers is going on here? What the hell? Lex reversals, 2018. Great. Someone's been in my computer. I tell you. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Graham, here we go. Okay, so here's the forward.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer.
And here he says, how I bore you.
How I bore you. How I bore you. How I bore you.
I mean, what do you say to reversal like that? I mean, what do you say? I mean... Anyway, all right, so then Naomi, on the death of Billy Graham just recently, Naomi, by the way, Naomi is my lady in Canada who I pay to find reversals. She works very, very hard.
And she does.
Yes, she does. And she finds a real gem sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And if you're listening, Naomi, thank you very much. This is Billy Graham. So here we go.
And a counselor standing by now to answer your questions and to help you to make that commitment to Christ or to talk to you about whatever problems you may have in your life.
Okay, he's talking about making a commitment to Christ, but backwards he says, God damn it, be quiet. And this is his spirit talking to him. And it's almost angry at him.
It is.
It is. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I mean, God damn it, be quiet. I mean, that's a pretty ominous reversal, and especially considering the year forward. And here's the next one. Oh, yeah, you heard this differently. Okay, we'll play you both versions. So here's the forwards.
For the Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God.
And God doesn't yet feed them, or God doesn't yet heed them. One of the two. Here we go.
God doesn't yet heed them.
God doesn't yet heed them. God doesn't yet heed them.
See, I'm hearing an F. Now you're hearing an H, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, it's not good.
No, no. It's pretty much either way, it means about the same thing.
Yeah, it means the same thing. God doesn't listen. God doesn't support. God doesn't look after us.
Yeah.
And this is a man who's traveled the world, allegedly preaching the word of God. But yet, who is the God he's preaching? Here's the next one.
If you have a doubt of your relationship to God tonight, you make sure. Or you might be like that priest. You may be in the church, but not sure of your relationship to God.
I mean, you know, very, very, very noble words, but backwards he says, God is business.
God is business.
Not the clearest verse in the world.
God is business.
It's there, it's there.
Yeah.
Well, we all know God is business. Anyone who's got any brain can look at the guy. You know, I wrote a book 35 years ago called Apostasy and Golden Pulpits, and that sums it all up. Mm-hmm. Anyone can look at the golden pulpits of the church and realize that God is business, and every convert you get has more money in the collection plate, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
And that is on Billy Graham's reversals as he's winning people for Christ. God is business. Here's the next one.
Or you might be like that priest. You may be in the church, but not sure of your relationship to God.
Yeah. And the reversal is, I'll get business.
I'll get business.
So he's not getting a convert for Christ. He's getting business. He's selling.
Yeah,
wow. He's a salesman, and he's selling his product, and the product is God. But is it really God when you hear his spirit saying, God damn it, be quiet?
Yeah, well, I'd like to live the way they do.
Indeed. No kidding. Lear jets, mansions. Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. God is indeed business. Oh, look at this one. Wow. This, you are listening to the voice of his heart, folks, and you really got to get the significance of this, okay? This is an amazing, amazing discovery. This is the voice of the heart, the voice of the soul. Well, no, not the voice of the soul. I take that back. The voice of the spirit. It talks about the soul. I managed to work that out after 30 years of tarot reversals. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Many of our young people are spiritually dead and surfeited with the issues of our hour that we're living in history, surfeited with the pleasures of the world.
And here he says, I was a shit.
I was a shit.
I was a shit. I was a shit.
I mean, what on earth is he doing saying that? In here, let me play the forwards again.
Many of our young people are spiritually dead and surfeited with the issues of our hour that we're living in history, surfeited with the pleasures of the world.
And I was a shit.
I was a shit.
I was a shit. I was a shit.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable. Oh, look, this has got business again. This is the third reference to business in this reversal.
Tonight you're going to have an opportunity to receive Christ into your heart and to make sure of your relationship with him.
You know what, Jeff? I'm getting angry because I know the reversal. This is making me angry.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been conned.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it is modern day.
I feel like I've been conned. I remember going to the rallies and giving my heart to Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
Look at this. Make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow.
Make the business yellow. Make the business yellow.
Describe yellow again, Jeff. You looked it up.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it was a yellow journalism or propaganda.
Propaganda. Make the business yellow. Propaganda.
Yeah. Use propaganda to enhance the business.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm lost for words. I truly am. Don't know what to say. All right, here's the next one.
You come quickly. You may be in the choir. God has spoken to you. You get up and come.
Oh, man. I got to make a YouTube video to this. The Mark in Pedigree.
Mark in Pedigree.
Wow.
Mark in Pedigree. Mark in Pedigree.
He's a pedigree. He's putting himself forward as a man of God. The pedigree.
Right.
There's a mark. There's a scar.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, be quiet.
Yeah.
He's selling a product, and the product is God. Wow. Wow. All you can say is wow. All right. And I just got a message from Naomi that she is listening. So.
Yeah. Hi, good. Naomi.
Good job on these reversals, Naomi. All right, here's the next one.
and then the Holy Spirit can be resisted. Ye do always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do ye.
And here he says, there's a war within.
There's a war within ye.
There's a war within ye.
I think there's a war with thee. Let me play that one again.
There's a war within ye.
There's a war within ye. There's a war within ye.
Is that thee? I think it's thee.
I think it's thee, too. I've heard that before when he played it.
Yeah, there's a war with thee. Oh, well, that could be congruent. We do have a war within. Yeah, there's a war with thee. And here's the last reversal of God. Then I'll play a couple on his son, Franklin Graham. He's picked up the baton.
Timothy Leary, the former Harvard professor, was on a network program just a few days ago, and he said that he believed in the use of drugs as a route to tune in to God and to turn on to God.
I guess he didn't like Timothy Leary. And backwards he says, your venom.
Your venom.
Huh. Your venom.
Well, that could be a ref. That could be congruent reversal. He's talking about Timothy Leary.
His venom to him. Yeah. Or to others.
Oh, well. So there you go. Well, I tell you what. Seeing we're on evangelists, I'm going to go to my evangelist folder, unless it's in 2014, to 2015. But I'm going to play a couple on his son, Franklin Graham. Where am I? Oh, gee, I've gone back to C drive. Okay, we'll go there and there and there and there. You should be amazed. I can pull these reversals up as fast as I can, folks. There's 50,000 reversals on my computer. All right, here we have. Oh, what do you mean? No chunk not found in the file. Great. All right, okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to the evangelist folder, which I think is either here. Okay, it's not there. I bet you it's in 2014 to 2015. That'd be just my luck.
What do you go, about 20 folders deep there?
Yeah, about that. Okay, here we go. Here we got evangelists. Okay, so we're going to look at where are we? I thought I had Billy Graham in. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so here's Franklin Graham.
And today, the false security that we have in America. It's unbelievable to me. We've sat behind these two great oceans for so long that we think it could never happen here.
And he says, I have anger to give you.
I have anger to give you.
Oh, yeah.
I have anger to give you.
See that?
I have anger to give you.
See, that's the whole concept of God is wrath. You know, I just, it's an anger that God is going to throw you in the lake of fire of hell, which is a total misunderstanding of biblical prophecy. The way I interpret it, fire is purification, and we won't get into that. That's for another show. But, reverse speak talks about God is love. God is here to give love. We are here to love one another. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as God has loved you. The church seems to have forgotten that. It's all about you sinning and judgment and hellfire and damnation. Yeah. And it's just so far off track. And look, here's another one, Billy Graham.
But I do believe that we have a factor in history.
Oh, no, this is Franklin Graham.
But I do believe that we have a factor in history now that's never been there before. The ability to destroy the whole human race in one great blast.
And then he says, prevents divine.
Prevents divine.
Oh, yeah.
Prevents divine.
Well, I guess it does.
Prevents divine.
That would be congruent.
That would be congruent. Yes, it does really prevent the divine.
And especially if you destroy the whole human race.
I know. Oh, boy. All right, here we have another one, Franklin.
But inside, you know that you're not committed to Christ. Judgment coming, the storm clouds gathering, the lightning flashing, the thunder roaring.
Oh, yeah. You shall feel hell in your rags. I mean, what a message.
You shall feel hell in your rags.
You shall feel hell in your rags. You shall feel hell in your rags.
I mean, what a message.
No, not the, you shall feel hell in your rags.
Wow. As I heard all or nothing, you shall fall hell in your rags.
No, all or nothing, you shall fall hell in your rags.
Wow. Gee whiz, he's condemning him to hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. He's preaching a message of hell and damnation.
Yeah, well, it'd be terrible if they, if you're being programmed to believe in hell and wrath and damnation, and then after you die, that's what you have to suffer in.
I know. That would be horrible. I'm trying to find the Bible verse where Jesus talks to the Pharisees. Oops. Where is the one I'm looking for? No, I can't find it. I'll have to go looking for it. He talks to the church leaders and just basically says that they're leading people away from God, and they're like white. They look all nice and pretty on the outside, but they're full of dead bones on the inside. I don't know where it is now. I thought it was Matthew 25, but it's not. So I'm wrong. All right, so let's have a look at, here's the late head of the Mormon Church.
That we have a beautiful day here in Salt Lake City. It is absolutely magnificent weather, and how grateful we are for it.
He says they're all for our evil feared one.
They're all for our evil feared one. They're all for our evil feared one. They're all for our evil feared one.
I mean, who's the evil feared one? I mean, it's obvious. Lucifer. They're worshiping Satan. I mean, that's basically what the verse says. I mean, what can you say? I mean, it's just staggering stuff. And here we have... this is a great one. This is Peter Popoff. I love this one. Well, I hate it, but I love it. It's a great reversal. It's a horrible message.
You've got cancer of the stomach? Are you ready for God to burn that cancer out? Here it goes in the mighty. Devil, back off.
Yeah, rave on, John. Back when he says, scamming this world theory.
Scamming this world theory.
Oh.
Scamming this world theory. Scamming this world theory.
The world theory is Christianity, okay? And it's a theory. It's not fact, so he doesn't believe it totally. And he's scamming it. He's pulling a con. Scamming this world theory. I mean, you know, as he's allegedly fighting Satan. We got this classic reversal. This is on, forget his name now, an evangelist.
Great things for him, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee, lovest thou me?
And this is, my advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid.
My advice is rancid. My advice is rancid.
I mean, let's go to counseling for our local pastor. He can tell us what to do. I mean, gee whiz. And look, just to show I'm not cherry picking here, folks, we do have some good ones. Like, here's a great one. This is a pastor named Peter Tan. I think he's in Korea, South Korea.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
And backwards he says, see the holy wolf.
See the holy wolf.
Wow.
See the holy wolf. See the holy wolf.
Wonderful reversal.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good reversal.
Opposite from eat the holy cum.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's a great one. See the holy wolf. And do I have any more good ones? Oh, look, here's an interesting reversal that really communicates the truth of God, except I just can't stand this guy's voice or his theology. This is the late Jerry Falwell.
The seven-year tribulation must transpire here, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that. But
the arrogance of the man. And, I mean, I don't believe in the tribulation or the thousand-year reign. It's just one very narrow-minded view of prophecy. So another show. I should write it all in my book. I think I might do that.
Yeah.
But it's a very great reversal. The will of God's reign is love.
The will of God's reign is life.
The will of God's reign is life.
Yep.
The will of God's reign is life.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful universal truth, okay? So, yeah, wonderful one. Okay, here we have... I don't know who this one guy is.
Lord Jesus Christ said to Simon Peter after his confession, on this rock I will build my church. Simon Peter makes it very clear here that the living stone...
And the scab beneath the mask.
The scab beneath the mask.
The scab beneath the mask.
The scam ready in the mouth.
That's twice we've heard scam. Scam with this world theory. Billy Graham got his business. The scam beneath the mask. He's putting a false front on, and it's all a con. And look, I don't know where all the other reversals are on advantages. I know when the army's got dozens of them, and I just don't have them, unfortunately. I need to get them. I've got them somewhere, but I've never sought out. Actually, what I wanted to do is send them all to me individually. Here we have Robert Tilton.
Jesus walked up and down these hills. His disciples would pray, and then they would go out.
And he says, I want the women.
Firewood to win them.
Firewood to win them. Firewood to win them.
I mean, gee, with how many times we've seen that from evangelists, you know. what belies the behind the mask is dead bones and dead bones, rotting bones, and I can't remember what the quote is now. Here's Tammy Faye Meisner just before she died.
That's the reason that I have lost so much weight.
What do they give you for the pain?
They give me
morphine.
And she says, heals your soul.
Heals your soul.
Wow.
Heals your soul. Heals your soul.
Yeah. Okay. And then we've got another one on Tammy Faye.
About how much time you may have left.
I asked them not to tell me. I don't want my faith level to go down.
And then she says, Messiah.
Messiah. Messiah. Messiah.
And here we have Elvis Presley. And backwards he sings, Hallelujah. Tilton.
We need to come to Jesus because he releases us from the penalties of sin.
This one says, the muck within you.
It muck within you.
Huh? It muck within you.
Well, yeah, that could be.
It muck within you.
That could actually be congruent, the penalties of sin, the muck within you. So.
Sure.
Yeah, wish I could find that one on, what's his name? Joel Osteen, I know. Let me see if I can pull my hand on that one real quick. He has just a really bad reversal about the cyclone and offering charity. You know what? About at the top of my head, I can't see it. That's a bit of a shame. No, I can't see it. I got to sort all my I've got dozens and dozens of verses on Evangelist, and I tell you folks, they are just not good. They really aren't good. And look, here we have televangelist Jesse Duplantis defending his private jet.
We're about the
on the airplane.
On the airplanes, the only way I can grab it. See,
yeah.
Now, when God is speaking this to me,
and here he says, "Send me gifts."
Send me gifts.
Send me gifts.
You Pharisees and teachers are in for trouble. You're nothing but show-offs. You're like tombs that have been whitewashed. On the outside they're beautiful, but inside they're full of bones and filth. That's what you are like. Outside you look good, but inside you are evil and only pretend to be. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule.